When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM. When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The hatted kicking gon' stop. It's going to start now. It's going to run through the summer. And it's hot, hot, hot in public, if you will.
We have sometimes. So you try to play a Dusty Rhodes drop to start off the program that we've been doing now for 65 episodes. And what happens, you play the drop, Dusty Rhodes talking about it's going to be Connie kicking throughout the summer. And then you try to play your intro music, because listen, every good professional host has intro music, right? I mean, okay, so people shaking their heads, no, but I have that professional host, right? Professional broadcaster. And then you play the hit the button, and your computer gives the spinning wheel of rainbow death. Not a good sign, not a good start. But listen, that's okay, because it's all about overcoming obstacles and making yourself better. And that's the plan tonight. Welcome to the number one live audio digitally listened to program of its kind on Blog Talk Radio, also found on Stitcher Radio, TuneIn FM, and, of course, on them iTunes, Plum Love Foods Live. My name is Chef Plum. And I am sitting here at the bar in the basement. I just popped the top on a cold one. You know, I'm trying not. I said earlier a couple episodes ago, I'm trying not to drink as much beer. Tone it down a little bit. The problem is I like it too much. That's my issue. And tonight's guest, I don't know, maybe she might have a problem with me drinking a lot of beer because maybe the sugar content, you know, all that sort of stuff. The guest, Stephanie Sucklick, is coming on, and she is from Atlas Films, and she's got two amazing movies that have come out, Tapped and Fed Up. And not only that, she has a couple other projects, which I'll let her tell you about because I'm not sure what I'm allowed to say and not allowed to say. They are building jetpacks, of course. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say that or not, but they are building jetpacks over there, which is pretty cool because we're hoping – I think it all came from Back to the Future 2 when they were riding on hoverboards. Maybe I'm making all this up. None of this is true. So what's going on, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Hope this radio, live, digital broadcast finds you well. I am rushing my butt off to get here in time to make this show happen. I have a new client now on Monday nights that I have to rush home from and get here in time to do this. But I did not get here with enough time to pour a beer, so I did it while I was talking just then, which is kind of why I was rambling on, because I was pouring. I didn't want you to hear the pop the top. Nonetheless, I hope everything's doing well. We're doing fantastic. Today is the fourth or fifth day after the release of the first episode of our brand new project, Edible Nutmeg on the Road. And I am proud to say that this video already has over 4,500 views on YouTube, which is amazing. Looking forward to doing more of those. We filmed the first one, which we put out, which is at my good friend's Black Hog Brewing Company. The second one's going to be at Gilberti's Herb Farm out in Easton, Connecticut. And, you know, the whole point of the project, just to fill anybody in who hasn't heard it yet, we're going around to these local artisans, producers, food producers, wine producers. I mean, who knows what you're doing? I know at one point I'm going fishing on an oyster boat out in Norwalk, which is going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully that's the plan. And I'm going to milk some cows, but we're showing all these local things that we have, and I'm sure every town has them. And we're hoping to take it further on and show some other towns. But the plan's going to be another episode's going to come out towards the end of the month in conjunction with the release of the new magazine. And they're a lot of fun, man, and they're very well done, and I couldn't be prouder of it. It's a project. It's kind of a labor of love thing, but it's turning out to be a very positive thing, and hopefully it builds more and more and more to come. So if you haven't checked that out, make sure you do. Go to ediblenutmeg.com. That's ediblenutmeg.com. Click on the top. You'll see Edible on the Road, and you'll see a picture of my ugly mug. It's a very professional picture at that, but it's a picture of my ugly mug. And you'll scroll down to our first video where we hung out with the boys over at Black Hog Brewing Company. Great guys. They have a lot of information about beer. And then it's cool when you see some people who do what they do, but they love what they do. They're so into it. They're so adamant to describe it and tell people about it and tell you about it and want to teach you about it. And that's just what I love. It's one of the things I love the most about the food business is that people who love it, they truly, truly love it. And when you love what you do, there's really, I mean, it's hard. It's hard to just not want to stand on top of the world and scream it to everyone. You want to tell them all about it. Hey, look at what I'm doing. Check it out. This is how much I love what I'm doing. And that's what these guys over at Black Hog did, man. They absolutely do that. They are so proud of what they're doing. And to me, that's what it's all about. If you can do what you love to do, then you're doing something right. You're in the right industry. You're in the right, you know, job for yourself. But however, with the job that a lot of our listeners have and people who listen to the show and young chefs who check out this show, it's not always that simple because you really truly are doing it because you love it. You're definitely not doing it to pay the bills. You're definitely not doing it to be sexy because there's nothing sexy about it. But you're doing it because you love it. You're doing it because you want to learn. You're doing it because you want to grow as a culinarian. And that's okay because I did the same thing. That's what you do. Sometimes you take a job and it's not the best thing for you, but you love what you're doing. And you appreciate what that particular job, maybe you even take a step sideways in your career. You take a step backwards in your career to take two steps forward in the career. Maybe that's what it's about. And I think that that's what's really, really important when you look at someone who does what our guest tonight, Stephanie, does, is that it's something she loves, something she feels so passionate about, so strongly about. And she has some roots to the restaurant business. So I think it's going to kind of all come together for you as we're hanging out and talking. I look forward to that conversation. So hopefully when we get into it, we can kind of tie it all together. But you guys know how this stuff goes. I'm just going to run my mouth. I'm going to talk and do the best I can. Because, listen, in the end, I cook food for a living and make dick jokes. That's about the best I can do. But it's done pretty well so far. Because I tell you, this show, you guys have taken this show, and we are rated on iTunes now. We're the number one show of this kind on Blog Talk Radio in the food category, which is fantastic. And we're just really proud of it. It's really kind of grown from nothing. And for that, I thank you guys very, very, very much. Because without you and everyone listening and this show growing, it just simply wouldn't have happened. So thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. So listen, over the past couple weeks, my friends over at Shoes for Crews have given us a few pair of shoes to give away. I think it's time to do another giveaway. We've given away 3 pairs so far. I think it's time to give away some more. So here's what we're going to do. On Instagram and Twitter, here's the plan. All you got to do is use the hashtag. Let's pick a hashtag. Work shoes. Hashtag work shoes. Okay? Use that hashtag and take a picture of the worst work shoes you can find. It don't have to be yours. It can be somebody you work with. Maybe you're on the line and you look over and your pantry cook, his toes are poking out. Take a picture of his shoes. Hashtag it work shoes and tag me in it. Or you don't even need to tag me. Just hashtag work shoes. And next week when we have our guest on, which we'll tell you about in this episode, we're going to go ahead and pick a winner and we'll give away yet our fourth pair of shoes. Because listen, not only that, are we going to have cool guests on the show and talk to people and make you laugh, but your boy is also going to hook you up with shoes. Find me another show. I challenge you. Find me another show that's going to hook you up with a pair of shoes. That's what I'm talking about. Check it out, everybody. I appreciate you checking out the show tonight. I'm going to play a quick spot. I'm going to get all my ducks in a row because there's definitely ducks that need to be in a row for me. That's for sure. And we're going to come back with our guest. You're checking out Plum Love Foods Live right here on Blog Talk, Stitcher, TuneIn. You know, I keep saying the things over and over again. We'll be right back with Stephanie Sucktig. Hang tight, guys. Oh, that's right, guys. My knife is smarter than yours. That's right, smarter. I'm talking Ergo Chef Knives. The unique patented shape makes it more of an extension of your hand. The curved handle of an Ergo Chef Knives allows for a smoother cutting and less fatigue in your hand. Listen, I use these knives every day, and they are fantastic. They're my go-to knives. If I use a normal knife, like a regular chef knife anymore, my hands start to hurt and feel achy. Trust me, guys, I'm not making this up. These knives are the jam. Check them out at ErgoChef.com. That's ErgoChef.com. And tell them Chef Plum sent you by using the promo code PLUM15OFF. And get 15% off your purchase.
I need a little space in my mind. I need that little hope I can't find. I need a little, I need a little faith. Is that too much to ask for? I need to feel my soul come alive. I need to feel the strength to get by. I need a little, I need a little faith. Is that too much to ask for? Too much to ask for. Too much to ask for. Too much to ask for.
All right, everybody, what's going on? Look, here I go again, playing Calvin Harris music that's way too young for me, but I love that song. And it's important. There's always a reason I play a song like that. And the reason I play that particular song, it's called Faith by Calvin Harris, because when I look at my guest who I'm going to have on tonight, Stephanie, she gives me faith in humanity. She gives me faith in people. And not only does she give me faith in people, she gives me a little bit of class to this particular radio, digital, audio, broadcast program. Because when it comes to me just talking, we could use way more class, but she's doing some really, really important things, and she's one of the people who champion food for, I guess is the best way to put it. My guest right now is the one and only Stephanie Sucktig. Stephanie, how are you?
I'm just keeping it classy, Chef Plum.
There you go. I
keeping
need that.
It
you have no
classy.
Idea. That's why I'm playing Calvin Harris Faith for you, because you give me faith in humanity.
Oh, God, I mean, it's a sad state of affairs if I'm responsible for bringing class to the show, but I'm going to try to bring it.
I don't know. The picture I found of you that I posted on Instagram today, I was like, wow, she's definitely bringing class to this program, because it just would work if I did it, that's for sure.
You thought it was classy, that picture?
100%. Looks fantastic.
What, that treatment that you gave it, though, made it look like I have welts all over my neck and chest.
Did
I was watching, I was like, did I have hives on this day? I mean, I don't know what you did. You really did not. You could tell a woman did not.
Okay, wait a minute.
Picture.
I'm going to the picture right now because you make me freak out. Did I really do that?
Look at it.
Oh, stop it. No, it doesn't.
Look at my neck. There's like welts on it. It looks like I have hives. I just want people to know that that is Photoshopped. It's obviously a smear job by Pepsi trying to make me look bad.
Listen,
I do not have those hives in real life.
Damn those Pepsi people. They send out those pictures.
Right?
That's who I got
always
it from. That's
trying
who I got
to get
it from.
Me. I knew
they
it. Send. I know. They're always out to get me.
So when I started this program, I had a bucket list of people that I wanted to have on and hope that I could ever have on. And I want you to know you were definitely on that list because I think what...
That's a lie. Come on.
I'm not lying at all. I'll show you the list. I will show you the list. I'm not lying. I swear to you. I'm not lying. But there's
That's so silly, though. We're hometown homies.
That's true. Very much so. We are. We do have some connections with that. But what you've done so far with with some of the movies that you've done has just been unbelievable, and it's been so important to, I think, you know, for me being a cook and being a chef and cooking and everything. I think it's really important to it.
Gosh, well, thank you. That's really nice of you to say. Do you want to tell your audience about our hometown connection? Does everybody know that you now live in, you're not from Newtown originally, are you?
I'm not. I'm originally from Richmond, Virginia, but you are originally from Brookfield, right?
Correct.
That's right.
Brookfield, and my parents had a restaurant for 26 years in Danbury, right off Exit 8, where I grew up, literally. My playpen was outside the kitchen. You would think I was a much better chef than I am, but I don't know if your kids benefit from you being a chef, but my dad, anytime I ask him how to cook something, he's like, oh, you put a handful of this and a pinch of this, and, like, there's never any, like, real direction. I tried to bring it tonight when I, like, knew I was going to be on this show. I felt like I should cook pork chops at home, and I have no idea. I don't eat meat, so when I cook things like that, I'm totally flying blind. And my husband's English, so he doesn't even know what good food is, so everything I make is delicious.
Perfect. That works out great.
But I presented it beautifully. I should have taken a picture of it because I was really proud of it.
Oh, my gosh. You're absolutely hysterical. We do, as a matter of fact. We have a connection, and we're from the same – well, I live in the area where you're from, and we do, actually. And I've had the opportunity to hang out and talk to you before in person. And I think that you're really cool. That's honestly why I wanted to have you on the show, because I think that some of the things that you've done, especially with things such as Fed Up, just attacking sugar and dealing with that has been really, really important. And I think that things like Tapped, of course, have actually changed how I've completely done my entire life. And for those who don't know, Tapped is a movie all about bottled water. I mean, I guess is the best way to put it, and how bottled water is it's not a good thing. And so what brought that on? What made that happen? Like, all of a sudden you're sitting, I mean, you worked for VH, you did things for VH1 in 2020, and now you're like, okay, I'm going to make a movie about bottled water.
God, so bottled water, this was during a real career highlight when I was working for E! Entertainment, reporting that phase when, like, Lindsay Lohan and Paris Hilton weren't wearing underwear.
That's important shit.
Important stuff. And I just noticed my boss at the time was going through so much bottled water. He wasn't wearing underwear, so the connection of the two got me here. You know, I feel like we say it's about bottled water, but it's really like bottled water is sort of the centerpiece of really a film that tries to look at plastic pollution and the manufacturing of chemicals and what that's doing to the environment, and then the water crisis, it's funny because I feel like Tapped is even more relevant now than when we first put it out, living out here in California with this record drought that we have.
Wow.
So, you know, it just sort of, I don't know if it was me or a culmination of me and my business partners that we just sort of kept coming back to water and plastic and, you know, put them together and you've got bottled water. So that's how that whole thing started.
But you look
and
at it.
And, of course, Lindsay Lohan.
And, of course, Lindsay Lohan, that's right, absolutely, because you would get those pictures of her as she was drinking bottled water. It all makes sense now. I wish I had known that before, because it's a much better story than what I had worked out in my head. But one of the things I think that struck me the hardest about that movie when watching it was how defensive these companies become. And I kind of understand why they would, but when you watch it and you see was it when you're at Nestle and the guy is like, if I'd known this was what the interview was going to be about, then I wouldn't have taken it.
Oh, my God. Even worse, though, it wasn't Nestle. It's the FDA. So it's the government agency that we employ that's responsible for keeping us safe that got so defensive, which always sort of burns my biscuits. I feel like I want to be Southern with
my
expression
tonight. Whoa, language,
Stephanie.
Language.
I know. I mean, are we allowed to swear on the podcast?
Say whatever you want. Absolutely. Say whatever you want.
Nice. Like, just fuck shit. Damn it.
There you go. I feel better.
Okay.
I feel good.
Me too. Okay. I think it's so upsetting when a government agency won't answer questions because aren't they public servants? Isn't that their job to sort of?
You would think.
Yeah.
Tell the story. So you're sitting there and you're having the interview.
God, this was a long time ago, just so you know. But okay, so we're at the FDA and we know we're going to ask this question about BPA. And now right. BPA is everywhere now, but let me just tell you, it wasn't quite as trendy when we were making Tapped. Nobody had really heard of BPA. So,
sure.
You know, now everything's BPA free. It wasn't back then. I'm going to take a little bit of credit for it. So we're sitting there, and this woman just is giving like the most painful interview. All of her answers are so dull and dry, but everything right. I'm doing was sort of greasing the wheels to get to lead up to the BPA question. And so we ask her about, you know, this chemical that's in all of our hard plastics. And she's starts sort of dodging the question that she doesn't know, you know, the tests aren't conclusive. And her publicist stupidly jumps in and stops the interview. And he's like,
oh,
you know,
God.
We didn't want to answer questions about BPA. And now this is gold for a filmmaker because
oh, yeah.
and you know when someone cuts you off that
yeah.
you're barking up the right tree. So, you know, I tried to sort of keep pressing her, but he shut things down. And the FDA didn't want to talk about BPA. And they didn't want to talk about BPA because as we now know, but, you know, 8 years later, is that it's horrible and people don't want to be consuming it, especially when they're trying to drink water. So they shut us down. And of course, that became like the greatest clip that we put in every trailer because gold. Gosh, I haven't seen Tapped in a really long time. I have to go back and
it's
does
great.
It hold up?
Oh, my God.
Yeah?
Fantastic. And what one of the things I love about that particular clip we're talking about is how it just. From an editor standpoint, like you're watching it and then he says that and the way you guys have it and also it kind of pans out, you know, and it pans out and it's like a wide shot to do and you just smile. You're like, yep, here we go. You can see, I see the wheels turning in your head. Like, let's see what else we can get. That was good.
The truth is I was like sweating like a pig because I was so nervous. You know, like it's a really uncomfortable situation to be in because you know that they don't want to ask it. You know you have to keep pressing them.
Right.
And so, you know, I tried to look cool and calm, but really I was like just sweating profusely and like, couldn't wait for it to be over because it was so, so uncomfortable.
No, it looks like you had victory immediately. You don't look like you're sweating bullets at all. You look like you're like, ha ha, asshole. I just got you. It was awesome. That was a pretty good time right there watching that. And the movie totally holds up. I definitely highly recommend you watch. And, you know, one of the other questions I want to ask you about Tapped, and then we're going to do like a little flash backwards, like a flash backwards thing in the middle of a conversation and talk about your growing up in the restaurant business. So one of the biggest things that I had a question about the movie, and I saved it for hopefully the day I get to interview and talk to you about it, was in the movie, sometimes people bring up water is a human right. It's the right to have water. Like people, it felt like people were saying they should have it. They're entitled to it. They should get it. It's their right to have it. And I remember very distinctly growing up in Virginia, where I'm originally from, my mom having trouble paying the water bill. Like, I don't know. Like, is it really a right? Is that how you feel about it too?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that water should be made into a commodity. I mean, yes, we pay a water bill to our, you know, local municipalities, but that's for maintenance and upkeep. It's supposed to be. I mean, what's happening all over the country right now with water contamination
right.
in places like Flint, et cetera, is really egregious. But yeah, I mean, water, it's like air. It's like commoditizing air. Like these are things that we have, you know, an inherent right to. Clean air, clean water. These are not things that you want a corporation taking.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online, schedule package pickups through the dashboard, and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM. When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with stamps.com. Sign up at stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Ownership of things that are necessary for life, right? This is, I mean, you cannot live without water. I absolutely believe that. And, you know, so why do we pay for it? I mean, I think as difficult as it can be sometimes to pay the water bill, the prices still are relatively low, right?
Right.
And it's, you know, something that we should be paying to keep our waterways clean. Now, I think we need to hold people more accountable because I don't think our money is being put to very good use. Nonetheless, I think that there are certain things that are just basic human rights, and water is one of them.
Well, it's one of those things that I'm glad you explained it that way to me, because it definitely does make more sense when you say it that way. And this particular movie affected me pretty deeply after watching it. And I'm a huge animal lover, and just seeing just all that shit in the ocean, it really messes you up. And if you guys haven't seen it, I highly recommend you check it out. You can even find it on YouTube now.
You can?
No, but it's like YouTube charges for it, like $1.99 or something like that.
Okay.
I think it's through iTunes.
It's on Netflix too, isn't it?
Is it still? Because I paid to watch it again. If I had to pay to watch it again, that's going to
be good. Good. Everyone should pay to watch it.
It's great, and I think it affected me. And to the point now where in my caterings and pop-up dinners and whatnot since, I don't do any kind of bottled water anymore because of it, because I think it's messed up to do. Did you find when you did this any kind of restaurants, chefs, cooks, restaurant hospitality people, employees, hotels, did it have any kind of effect on them? And did you ever hear from anyone like about stuff like that?
Well, you know what? You see a lot more that you can the movement to ask for tap water, right? Like, I feel like you used to be intimidated when you would sit at a restaurant that they would say, "Do you want bottled or sparkling?" Sparkling or still. What did I say? Bottled.
Yeah, you said bottled. Sorry. Or sparkling or something. You made some words up. I don't know what it
was. I did. and, you know, there's a certain acceptance now that you can say, you know, I'll have tap, and that's not sort of frowned upon. And I also notice a lot of restaurants now have switched over to their own filtration system so that they're offering tap water.
Which is great.
So I don't know how much we can take credit for, but, I'd like to say maybe we moved the needle a little bit and just, you know, a greater awareness. But I do find a lot more places now ask you if you want water rather than just serving it, and it's coming out again in those you know, they're buying their own filtration systems and even their own sparkling systems, right? The things that make your water all bubbly.
Yeah, the CO2 thing you can get. I think at this particular moment in time right now, Steph, because you have a microphone and you're talking to me, let's go ahead and say that you did that. That's completely you. All
obviously, I changed it. Yeah,
100%. You changed the industry. You have a microphone. That makes you an expert, so we'll leave you at that.
Sad but true.
Yeah, well, don't say sad but true. I think it's great.
No, it's sad but true that in this country that if you have a microphone that you're considered an expert, right?
No. I've made a career out of it. It's great.
fine. I'm going to own it with you.
There you go. Good. Now we're tag team partners. That's right.
As a result of TAP, we have now phased bottled water out of the majority of restaurants.
Right, and I think the fact that I'm bringing it back up now, I should get a little credit for that too.
True, and then you made sure that it stayed out of those restaurants.
Exactly, that's what I do. So not only am I giving away shoes on this very program to chefs who need them, I'm also changing the bottled water industry thanks to Stephanie. So
look at us together, changing the world.
That's it. I think maybe we should be president. Well, that's a whole other story in itself. I think we'd probably do a better job than anybody. So looking at what you've done with that itself and coming from where you came from, your parents had a restaurant. You kind of grew up in the restaurant business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your restaurant was – I can't remember what – you told me what kind of restaurant it was one time. And I had about 9 years.
It was a German restaurant.
German.
Yeah, it was a German – yeah, it was for – well, it's so it was a German restaurant for like 20 years. And this was when we had like small – cool restaurants in Connecticut. And then all of a sudden, things like Applebee's and TGIF started creeping up, and the family
right.
restaurants started struggling. And my parents, you know, felt it. And business started sort of declining because people were going to Applebee's instead. And they were forced to reinvent themselves. So they reimagined the restaurant as a steakhouse called Beef Eaters. I was a full vegetarian at this point, mind you. although I'll say my dad made the meanest veggie burger in town and
Did
had
it?
The beloved Mr. Rogers as one of his favorite bean burger eaters that came to the
Really?
Restaurant all the time. Indeed.
Wow.
So, yeah, so then they reimagined the restaurant as this. So it was, you know, as much as we were surrounded by the restaurant and food, I would say that the bigger influence, and, you know, I'm trying to tease apart how much of it was because he was a chef, but my parents are immigrants. And so we never had any processed food in the house. We had dark German bread, which now, by the way, you pay like a fortune for at Whole Foods. And I'm
right.
also feeding my son. And you know, we didn't have treats. I remember occasionally he would get Oreo cookies down at Dandy's, which was the wholesaler that he went to.
Right. Still there.
And but other is Dandy's still there?
Still there. Yep. Still there.
So cute. And yeah, he would bring home like a case. We were totally rationed. But so I'm sort of segueing over to Fed Up a little bit and why we decided to make a film about processed food. But it was so much, you know, cooking obviously was a huge part of my life growing up. But it was really more, I think, them being militant immigrants and being like, we don't eat fluff. I remember so distinctly that Bessie Nestle at school always had peanut butter and fluff sandwiches on Wonder Bread, on this delicious looking white fluffy bread. And I had like liverwurst on dark German bread and, you know, was begging for Burger King and McDonald's and you know, just never got it. It was just not how they ate. So the American way of eating was and still is a bit foreign to me. And I thought I was tortured growing up like this. And, you know, only now do I realize how fortunate I was to have had such ruthless parents.
Well, it's a good thing. And listen, for my kids, we do as much, we cook a ton here at the house and my kids do the same thing. And I think it's important to bring kids up on that stuff, but you know, you had a nice segue there to get into Fed Up and I'm going to follow it. I'm going to be right there with you on it. But I think in the world that we live in now, it's almost become, I don't know, people want to say it's too hard. I have kids. I work a job. My husband works. We both work 10 hours a day. Our kids are in daycare. When we get home, we just want to, you know, feed them through a drive-thru. And it breaks my heart to watch that happen.
Yeah. Listen, I get why they think that it's hard, because it's actually been a very clever marketing ploy by the food industry to
yeah.
sell slogans like, have it your way, and you deserve a break. And you know, it's been a very clever way to trick us into thinking that cooking is too hard and that we deserve better than that.
Right.
So just lean on them for your cooking. And I bought it too. And listen, production hours are really long hours, and I have a son, and I work really hard. But I think people have this idea that you have to make like a gourmet dinner. And sometimes, you know, dinner can be scrambled eggs with spinach. Like that's a perfectly delicious dinner to have if you're really tight on time. And that takes you 5 minutes to make.
Yeah.
I mean,
if it takes you 5 minutes to make that,
that
you should really question yourself in life, because it doesn't take that
true.
Long.
You're right. You're right. Well, I was like going to steam the spinach separately, maybe at first with a little bit of garlic. So
I thought maybe you were building fire. I wasn't sure that maybe you're building a fire and cooking over that.
I was also going to grow the spinach and pick it myself.
One of the things I joked about in talking on social media about you being on the show was that how Forbes called you one of the most important or innovative women in food, and you're not even a cook. Like, that's amazing. That's an incredible thing to be called, isn't it?
Well, let me just tell you what great fun we've had with this in my household, because if you come
imagine.
For chicken at my house, 9 out of 10 times it'll be a little bit raw. and I'm just like, I actually am the, like, I can flavor things well. So, like, if I'm cooking something, like, I can make it taste good. I'm really good at seasoning. Like, I think, like, that must be genetic. Like, I have a good hand for flavoring things. Sure. But I have a very small group of recipes that I make. They're pretty boring. And I'm just not – I'm not a good cook. So, you know, but when I got this title – I now use it at any dinner party that I'm hosting, especially with my family when they're, you know, they still treat me sort of like the kid. So when I wanted to have a dinner at my house, they're like,
right.
You can't do that. I mean, you know, you can't cook, you know, that your dad's going to end up cooking the whole meal. And I was like, guys, I'm the most innovative woman in food and drink. I don't know if you know this about me. I'm pretty sure I got this.
Absolutely. I would throw that out nonstop. That's all I would say.
I want to tattoo it on my body so that anytime I'm around, like,
yes.
I feel like I should be getting better dinner reservations.
Yes.
I feel like people should be throwing swag at me. Like, I should be,
yes.
like, right? Like, where's La Crusette, like, throwing all their cast iron pans at me? Where?
I think you should actually, when you pull up to a toll booth, you should stop and say, hey, just FYI, I was Forbes' most innovative woman in food and drink, and they should just let you go through. That's all it should be.
That's all it should be.
Do you have dry cleaning? Do you have dry cleaning? Because they should let that happen, too. That should just be part of the deal.
God bless you. Would you be my publicist?
Yes. I can make all this happen for you. You have no idea how much should I get for free. You have no idea.
I put it in my description on Twitter as sort of a joke, but then, like, when I read it, I'm like, oh, it actually – I sound like a douche because it sounds self-congratulatory, but to me it's just funny.
Well, don't worry.
But I'll take it.
Most people on Twitter can't spell congratulatory, and those that can –
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Will spend all their time correcting the people who can't spell that. So you have nothing to worry about. They won't fuck with you at all. That's all they do. The grammar police will nonstop. But it's an amazing thing to get. It really truly is, all joking aside, an amazing thing to get to be called that. Like, that's fucking awesome.
I mean, thanks. But thanks. Thank you. I mean, I was really happy. I had thought maybe I'd get a Viking stove out of it. No such luck.
Yep, absolutely. I think it'd be important for you to get that, too. As a matter of fact, I'm sending an email as we talk. I'm trying to make that happen for you.
Thank you.
Maybe we can become better friends.
Thank you.
But a lot of that has to do with the movie Fed Up. Like, what that movie's about is just, I mean, I hate the term sugar crisis, but it's the God's honest truth. If you take 3 seconds in your life and look at what the Gen Pop eats, what they're dealing with, how they handle their food. And like I said, the generation that we live in now where people think that a great meal comes through a drive-through window, it's the God's honest truth. If you take 10 minutes and look at your food, and I'm saying 10 minutes, write down your food for the day and look at how much sugar is in it, it's unbelievable.
So I thought I was eating really well. You know, I live in Southern California. I had a kale garden. Like, I really was like, oh, this doesn't affect me, but I'll make this film for other people. And then I started looking at the food that I thought was healthy, and it really wasn't. And at the time, being a full vegetarian, all the, like, processed meats, like the fake meats, you know, that I was like, God, these have, like, 29 ingredients, and then what am I doing? But the sugar everywhere, I really could not believe it. It was
insane.
I felt so duped. Yeah, well, especially because in, like, the food that we think is healthy, in our yogurts, you know, that you're trying, and it's so, what's so wrong about it is, so people will come at me and be like, oh, nanny state, and you're trying to tell people what to do. No, I'm not trying to tell anyone what to do. What I want is the food industry not to tell me what to do. So when they market something as healthy, I'm going to trust that it's healthy because I thought that there was some regulatory agency that was making sure that you can't boast how healthy your product is when it's like 2 cans of Diet Coke in there or real Coke. But there is no government agency that's making sure that you can't do that. And to me, it was just, we've been so hoodwinked by the food and beverage industry, and nobody gives a damn about it. Like, they're just, you know, running, what's the expression, rugshaw? What's the, I have
rugshaw.
Insurance. So,
rugshaw.
Like, rugshaw. How do you spell that?
Like rough, like something like sandpaper, it's rough, and then shot.
Rough? Shot.
Yeah, rugshaw.
They're
rugshaw.
Running
rugshaw. By the way, I want to point out, I've had Emmy winners on here. I've had writers for The Daily Show on this particular show. You were the first person ever to use the term hoodwinked.
Really?
Yes, yes.
But I couldn't use the word roughshod, so I appreciate you overlooking that word.
I'm a half full guy, not half empty.
You are a half full kind of guy. But so to me, that was the biggest thing about me getting fed up was, you know, the way it started was I was promoting Tapped on Katie Couric's show, and I was totally like starstruck by her and like smitten. She's the like most charming, engaging, lovely woman, and she's a real girlfriend. Like right when you meet her, she's a real girl's girl. And I just wanted to talk to her longer, and so I had this like brazen moment where I was like, "If you ever want to make a documentary, call me." Thinking this woman's never going to call me, and she actually did. And she mentioned the obesity crisis, and I was like, that sounds kind of boring. Don't we know about this? And, you know, I started digging and digging, and it was a real, actually, full circle moment because 10 years earlier, when I'd been working at the O'Reilly Factor, I was trying to do a piece on Marion Nestle's Food Politics, which was this book that was like my Bible. And so suddenly I was able to be, you know, doing food politics and Michael Pollan. And it was just an incredible ride making Fed Up because it took 3 years to make. It was epically long time to make this. And the film was so bad for so long and because there was so much information and trying to weave this narrative. It was so bad for so long that it still surprises me when I hear praise for it because we struggled to put it together for a really long time. It was really a group effort in making this. And it really came from such a good place of just seeing these families that we followed being so taken advantage of and seeing that they were trying to do the right things. That was the injustice, is they were trying to do the right thing. And they were, you know, getting it every way they turned because of false advertising.
It's amazing to watch that. And you said false advertising. That's something I really want to talk about because you don't quite see that, you know, as a person, as a consumer until, you know, I didn't until you know, I grew up drinking soda. That's what I grew up drinking. I'm from the South. That's what we did. After watching Fed Up, you really kind of see they're running a freaking gimmick. It's pro wrestling. They're running gimmicks on us. That's all they're doing. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And to make a movie of that magnitude and because, and I say magnitude because the sugar industry is no fucking joke. Don't trust me. If you haven't seen Fed Up, you really need to go check it out for sure. I think you can find it on iTunes, no doubt. It's really important to check. Yeah. And Netflix, of course, there you go. Dude. Everybody has Netflix now. I want to talk about that with you in a second. But watch this movie and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's the sugar industry is running a gimmick. It's pro wrestling. And I couldn't think of it. I was talking to my wife before I had you on the show, before we started the show tonight. And it's exactly what it is. And these guys are coming out and they're completely running a gimmick on everybody. That's all it is.
I mean, you said it right because I think what people don't, you know, when the sugar thing started surfacing, I was like, could it really be this bad? And, you know, because we were having these really well-respected experts telling us that sugar was 8 times as addictive as cocaine. And I was like, come on, like that can't be the case. And the science holds up. I mean, it is. It's addictive. And yet we're putting it in our children's lunches and drinks. And it's just so insidious. Like it's really everywhere. It's the tobacco of the food industry. And it's so great. My friend said, you know, sugar is the tobacco of the food industry, which makes Beyonce the Marlboro Man because she's the one out there peddling Coke. I was like, that's genius.
Wow. I see a T-shirt being made right now. That's what I'm looking at. I can see a T-shirt. Beyonce, like riding a horse, smoking a cigarette, like that'd be awesome. I just want to point out, you know, Twitter is loving this conversation.
They are.
My phone is just vibrating nonstop as I'm talking to you.
Oh my goodness, let me get on and check out the Twitterverse. I love it.
Well, it's pretty cool. And so what I wanted to ask you more about when it comes to Fed Up is that when you look at these things and you look at the sugar content and you look at all these things that are coming out these days with energy drinks and with, you know, 5-hour energy and things of that nature, but they claim themselves to not be high in sugar. What about things like Splenda, Sweet and Low, these fake sugars? Do they even come in the same category? I mean, obviously we all know they cause cancer and kill you, but...
But there is that. This was a real bummer. Is it your birthday?
Today is my birthday, yes.
Hey, happy birthday. Well, so I just went on Twitter, and I'm seeing all these happy birthdays.
Well, thank you. I have 3 kids, so adult birthdays don't really matter once you have 3 kids.
Right? And getting older just sucks.
I'm not worried about getting older. I'm having the time of my life right now at 38 years old, but nonetheless, you know, it's the way it goes.
Oh, okay. Well, so sorry to digress, but I just felt
totally
bad that you're like everything on Twitter is like happy birthday, and here I am blubbering away about sugar, not giving you any sugar.
Stop. Oh, nice. That was all right. You should get more credit for that. That was good.
So I'm sorry. What was the question though?
I don't remember.
Energy drinks.
Birthday. It fucked me all up. Yeah, the energy drinks. Because I remember, this is a quick story. You ready? So, Friday and Saturday night, in a 48-hour period, my sous chef and I, we worked 26 hours this weekend, right? We had a big pop-up. We had a big catering, so we worked our asses off. And one of the things that he wanted to do when we were on the way to the actual catering after prepping for 12 hours was he wanted to get there and he wanted to stop and grab an energy drink on the way there. And I just jumped all over his ass about it because of the sugar content that was in there. And then I looked at it and it wasn't that high. It was full of all this fake shit.
Right. So this is the bad news, is that sugar is sugar. And it can hide behind 58 other names, which it does. Sucrose, dextrose, high fructose corn syrup.
Did you just say a number there, or is it really 58?
It's 58. There's 58 names for sugar. There may be more now, but as of 2 years ago, there was 58 different names for sugar. Anything O-S-E at the end. Splenda, honey, all of it. It's all sugar. So this was that was like a really crushing thing for me to wrap my head around because, again, I thought I was healthy, but I was I put agave in my coffee in the morning, and I chose agave again because it was marketed as this healthy alternative. So
completely.
Look at me, high ground.
Yeah.
No, same thing. Same
Man.
Fucking thing. And you know, I was like, what do I do? Because I want this sugar. So, you know, the point of the movie is that you can have a little bit of sugar. The thing is that we usually consume that the amount that we're allowed to have, which for women, it's 6 teaspoons a day.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Day, which is plenty of people. For men, it's 8. But, you know, usually that's like a sip of soda, basically. I legally have my 1 teaspoon of honey in my coffee if I wanted it, or my agave, and I can keep things in order as long as the rest of my day doesn't look like that. But then you have, you know, a yogurt that has fruit that comes in it, and you're over. You're already, I mean, that yogurt alone is going to be 2 days worth of sugar consumption. So,
that's
crazy. The whole thing's just rigged to fail. Like, you're just getting set up at every point. Because, as you know, as someone who's watched the film, when you look at the nutrition label to say, how much sugar can I have today? Like, I like to make sure I'm getting my allotted amount. There is no dietary guideline for sugar. The government doesn't tell you how much sugar you should be having, and that's a direct result of lobbying. And the sugar industry is very powerful, and they were able to make sure. And I just love that. I love that, you know, the sort of proof is in the pudding there, that when you look at the label and it's just not available to you. And that's wrong. I think with stuff like that, with stuff like GMOs, like label it. Label it so I can make an educated decision. And before you say that the government shouldn't be telling you what to do, let me tell myself what to do. But I need the tools to do so. And by not labeling things, you're taking away that right from me.
Wow. I mean, that's an incredible way to look at it. And I think it's a very logical way to look at it. You know, I mean, it's important. I think GMOs are, that's a whole other conversation in my head. But you're completely right about that. You have people who will say organic on their labels and whatnot, but when you look at organic labeling of GMOs and the word organic, I mean, they don't have to be 100% organic. It could be, you know, 87% organic, because we can use a little bit of pesticides in our stuff, but cause that's what the government says.
It's just all so fucked up. Like, it doesn't have to be this hard, right? Why are we complicating things? And we're complicating things because the corporations are running our country right now. And the people that we've elected to do the things that we want them to do aren't. They're serving their corporations. And I think we've all sort of, and we're just as much to blame ourselves, because we've all thrown our hands up and said, well, that's just the way it is. We can't do anything. And that's bullshit, because democracy is a participatory sport. And if you want things to change, you need to vote. And everyone's sort of given up and thrown their hands up. And you look at something like, there was a little girl, I think she was like between 8 and 12, and she saw that there was an ingredient in Gatorade that was basically antifreeze, and she started a change.org petition to get this ingredient taken out. And within like a week, Gatorade was like, you know what, we'll take it out, because enough people signed that petition. And I feel like that little girl is such a shining example of the power of people to bring about change. But, you know, and we all say we're too busy, but we're all a little lazy too, you know? I mean, I'm just as busy as the next guy, and I totally appreciate it. But we can all do a little bit more than what we're doing. And we need to, because it's all just going down the shitter at this point. So, you know, I can get up here and tell you how bad these corporations are, but at the end of the day, the only thing that matters more than dollars are votes. And politicians need votes more than they need money. And you know, it's time for us to start getting, you know, more engaged in politics and in democracy if we want things to change.
Wow, I mean, shit got really serious really quick there, didn't it?
I know. Thanks for sending me that soapbox. I'm going to get up right now. I haven't been able to talk about Fed Up for a long time because, as you know, I just am back from Sundance with another film, so I've been talking about a lot of other things. So I'm starting to get back into my groove of food and stuff, and I'm working myself up.
Well, I want to talk about we can get to that for a second, but I feel terrible because the whole time we've talked, and I always try really hard to promote my guests and whatnot. I could talk to you for 3 hours, Steph. You have no idea. Like, I could just keep going. I want to tell everybody, if you haven't checked it out yet, you can go to atlasfilms.com to find out what's going on. That's atlasfilms.com. And, of course, make sure you follow Steph on Instagram. I don't know if your Instagram's the same because you don't follow me on Instagram. But on Twitter.
You see me on Twitter?
Yes, it's at Steph Suchtig on Twitter. That's STEFSOECHTIG.
Wrong. That is not what it is.
What?
It is not with an F. It's it's at S. You said STEF.
Didn't I said STEF? STEPH is what I said. You didn't hear me right.
Well, let's rewind the tape, people. Let's rewind the tape.
Unfortunately, there's no replay. There's no instant replay, unfortunately, because we've deemed that that's not. It's questionable when we do that. But it's
okay. Okay. Well, we'll agree to disagree.
That's not even a real thing. at STEPHSOECHTIG on Twitter. Make sure you follow her there. And of course, you can check out atlasfilms.com to find out what's going on with all the stuff that she has and all the movies, of course, that are going on. But listen, you were just at Sundance. You brought up which is an amazing place to be and the most one of the most artistic places in the world. I can only imagine. I've never been there, but you were doing some stuff out there. What were you doing?
So we premiered our new film, Under the Gun, which is a documentary about gun violence in America, because I like to do uplifting films about
really
light
quick,
matters.
My beer just almost came out of my nose, Steph. I just want to point that out. That almost happened. If that had happened, we're done talking. Like, that almost just happened. That was really funny.
Yes, as if watching young children eating themselves into oblivion wasn't bad enough, we decided to tackle the gun violence epidemic. I actually don't think either film is depressing, to be honest with you. I think both of these films should be uplifting because what we show is the idea, we've been pitched this idea that things are so bad they're never going to change. And I think what both Fed Up and Under the Gun shows is that that's what people want you to believe, so that you stay quiet and go into your little hole and just watch the Kardashians and shut up. But the truth is that there's a lot going on and a lot of reason to be optimistic, but we do need to get involved to see things change. It's true for food. It's true for gun violence. Both are solvable epidemics. And all you need to do is watch the movies to find out how to do it.
So if you want to change the world as far as gun violence goes and stop murders and stop bad things happening, just watch this movie.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. That'll take care of that. Well, again, that's why, you know, when I put out that you were going to be on the show tonight, I said that, you know, some of these things are very important. Like, you're addressing things that are very important that maybe people don't take quite as seriously as they should. And I think that, while I haven't seen Under the Gun, I can imagine, just based on what I've seen in the past, it's a very real perspective on the issue.
It is a very, and we took a similar approach to Fed Up, where we follow a group of families that have been affected by gun violence. And so you get to see the issue through their eyes. And we similarly show the history of how we got here. And I think that's what made Fed Up so powerful too, is to, you know, we're so far down the line with how bad things have gotten that it looks very different when you go back and say, how did we get here? How did school lunches start? How did background checks start? Oh. How did we get to this place where we're so far down the road? And it, you know, it really weaves a tangled web. I feel like the film sort of unravel like a murder mystery, a whodunit.
Right.
And, you know, I'm really excited. This film, Under the Gun, is going to come out in May. It'll be on Epix over a free preview weekend.
Nice.
So if you don't have Epix now, you can go to epix.com on May 14th, and you can watch it for free. Everyone in the country can watch this film for free May 14th and 15th. Then it'll be on VOD for June 2nd, which is fantastic because that's National Gun Violence Awareness Day.
Yeah.
So speaking of doing things, a great thing to do on National Gun Violence Day would be to have your friends over to watch Under the Gun.
Well, you know, it's funny, and I know I'm running out of time with you. I'm aware of that. But it's you know, I don't know. I have like 900 questions for you now about that. But I've done a lot of work with the Sandy Hook Promise. It's no secret. I live in Newtown, and I was here when everything happened. I had kids in school when everything happened. I've done a lot of fundraisers with the Sandy Hook Promise and what they stand for and what they've done. Things like Under the Gun, I think, make it more real to everybody. It brings it to be a more, you know, I don't know, it just kind of makes it a more realistic thing because, yeah, I talked a lot about when Sandy Hook happened, when people asked me about it, how, you know, you see things like Virginia Tech or the shooting that happened in the movie theater. Like, it's not real life until it happens in your backyard. And when it does, what it does to you is unbelievable, how it changes your life, how you can't sleep at night, how you feel like someone's in your yard, someone's coming into your house. It changes everything. But go ahead, please.
I totally agree. You know, I feel like, well, you know, I saw that What Would Daniel Do follows you on Twitter, and that is in honor of Daniel Barden. And we spent a lot of time with Mark and Jackie Barden and their kids.
Mark is a great guy.
The best, right? The whole family is just amazing. Mm-hmm. And I think Yes, it has a more profound impact when it happens in your backyard. You know, this film certainly had great meaning for me being from Brookfield. But I think through watching the film, you gain that perspective too, because, you know, the new snippets that you've seen, these dribs and drabs, don't really do justice to witnessing a parent that's experienced every parent's worst fear, right, come true. And what it, I hope it leaves people with, I can tell you making the film, what it left me with was a great sense, I felt a real responsibility to make something come of this horrific loss, right? They will never get these children back. And the least we can do is vote or sign a petition or call our politician. Like, we can at least take 10 minutes to an hour out of one day of the year to say that this matters to us. And when you look in their eyes, I mean, I would have fallen into a hole and I never would have come out of it had this happened to me. And to see these people rise the way they've risen and fight so vehemently to make sure that this doesn't happen to our kids, because that's what they're doing. They're, I mean, the worst has happened to them. But they go out every day and they fight to make sure that your kids and my kids are safe, that we don't have to sit in the seats that they're sitting in. The responsibility that we that I felt watching that was overwhelming, and it's really what I hope people, you know, leave the film feeling, is a sense of responsibility, a sense of purpose, and a sense of hope, because the NRA has been dictating the narrative on the gun situation for far too long, and they have been lying to us. And the majority of people want more meaningful gun legislation, and we're just not as loud as the NRA is. So, spoiler alert, that's what the film is about, and I'm so psyched for people to see it, because I really think I think it defies what you think it's going to be about. I think people are really turn away from these films because they think that they're going to be too difficult to watch, and we were really mindful of people's emotional bandwidth in making this. So I'm totally psyched to share it with you guys.
Well, I can't wait to check it out.
I don't know who you guys are. It's the podcast world.
You can just say in general.
In particular.
Well, it's digital audio broadcast because we're live right now. We're not podcasting. I'm just throwing
out. We're not podcasting?
Well, we will be after we're done. It'll be a podcast. But currently we're digital audio broadcasting. So we're live. So I don't know how it works. These terms get thrown at me, and I have no idea what the fuck they mean and stuff. I just make them up as I go.
I'm clearly showing my age by not understanding any of that.
Stop it. And just a final note on that. You know, it's funny because you look at how, for me, Sandy Hook affected me as a chef very, very, very intensely and dramatically. I'm classically French trained stuff. I was a yeller. I was a screamer. I would get very angry if things weren't done up to standard. And after Sandy Hook happened, it changed my life. And I simply don't yell anymore. It's just food. Life is so important. It's just not worth it to scream and yell. We should have fun. Life is too short. You never know, because the next day it could be gone before you even fucking know what happened.
You know, I remember you telling me this in the summer. You mentioned that. You mentioned Newtown, and you said what you realized that eating is such a joyous activity. Like, we get together with old friends over meals. We sit down with our family over meals. And so why were you so angry? Because my dad's an angry chef. He's totally like a German Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
And that whenever I think of you, I think of that. And I tell that story to so many people. And I love that story. I love that about you. I think chefs do tend to be a little bit wound up. And
completely.
I think it's such a beautiful way that you're honoring the people of Sandy Hook, right? Because I think that's another great way of looking at, well, what can I do about it? Well, it doesn't always have to be about a gun, right? Mm-mm. And that's what would Daniel do is all about. It's
completely
about being kind to one another, right? And maybe being a nosy neighbor a little bit and saying, hey, your kid's acting a little funny. Like, maybe we should talk, maybe, you know, or inviting someone to come sit with you. So your story, I think, is such a great example of the cultural shift that needs to happen in this country. And I love you for that story.
Oh, you're the best. I appreciate that. You know, one of the things that comes from that the most to me is one of the stickers you see on buses locally here in Newtown, where it's from the teacher who was killed in that. And it just says, above all else, just be nice to each other. And
That's so great.
absolutely. So, anytime I say that, I get emotional, see?
Yeah, well, you know, I like to make people cry. Usually it's when I'm doing it for my films, so I'm glad.
I'm not crying. For a second there. So listen, look forward to Under the Gun. And the last question, I've kept you way too long already. I'm going to get an email from your people. They're going to yell at me.
Oh, my God, I don't have people. You can keep
as
long
stop
as you
it.
Want. There's no people.
I had to go through your security and then your agent and then your manager. And then like you had a whole onslaught of people. No, listen, so the last question I want to ask you, then I'm going to give you my really quick three questions and I'll let you go. You look at how the entire the world of TV is changing, and it is, and TV is going to be completely different in 5 years from what we have now. You look at these digital networks that are coming out now, such as, not name dropping, but Taste Made, Foodable, these digital food networks that are coming out. Do you see what you're doing with Atlas Films ever kind of going that direction, putting things out via these digital networks that are available on Roku or on Amazon Fire or on the Apple TV and things like that? Do you see a change kind of happening? And do you see yourself ever kind of going that direction?
Totally. 1,000%. I think we all have content that we want to share, and we want to share it in, you know, the easiest way possible for the most people out there. So I think, you know, even just looking at the role Netflix played at Sundance this year versus when I was there with Fed Up 2 years earlier was dramatically different. Suddenly Amazon's there buying movies, and they're the two big players in the game. So I think 1,000% that they've changed the landscape. I think it's an ever-changing game. It's hard to keep up with it, but I think it's really exciting. I think it's really opened up a lot of opportunities. You know, Netflix in particular is, you know, a doc maker's dream, because people didn't really watch documentaries, and suddenly Netflix opened a lot of doors for documentary filmmakers.
And it's amazing, and they definitely are, and what they're doing, and the fact that they even have a department now you can contact and you can say, hey, here's what we're doing, and they're pretty responsive. They want to hear about it, and I think that's the way that TV is going, and I think that cable TV is dead or on the way out. It's definitely on life support for sure, and I think that's great for things that you're doing and people like you and the movies that you make. I think I can't wait to see what happens in the future.
Well, and all the original series that are coming out, you know, like it started with House of Cards, then it was Amazon and Transparent, and now Hulu has the 11/22/63 show, which is like remarkably good.
Is that good?
It's so good. Can you tell I watch a lot of TV?
No, it's good.
It's really good. It's really, really good. And they have a new show coming out called The Path, which I don't think is available yet. I had a little sneak peek, which is amazing. It's called The Path. And so whenever it comes out, I don't know anything about it. We got screeners. It's so fucking good. I think it might be my new favorite show on TV.
Wow. I'm a giant House of Cards fan. I have a big FU 2016 Frank Underwood sticker on my car, which I think is so appropriate.
Underwood copied Fed Up with his FU?
I was about to go there. That's where I was going, and you just did it for me. That was fantastic.
Thank you, Queen of Segways. I mean, we should tweet a picture of our poster and show how Frank Underwood has copied us.
Yes, I think we could probably even tag Frank Underwood. I'm sure he has an Instagram account or a Feta or a Twitter account or something. So
ripped us off.
You have been amazing to talk to, and I could talk to you for 3.5 hours, and who knows, hopefully maybe over the summer we get a chance to sit down and talk more. I could just talk to you forever about stuff. But one of the coolest things about this program is that we have global fans, and I had a fan recently, I hate that word, a person who checks the show out in Singapore tweet me a picture of her listening to the show while she's cleaning fish at her restaurant. So, I mean, to me, that was just amazing in itself to see that.
That's so cool.
Yeah, right? And here I am sitting in my basement.
Yeah, that's so cool.
It's ridiculous. But I have a speed round, so I'm going to ask you my speed round really quick, and I'm going to let you go because I have kept you on the phone for way too long, as it is. So listen, at what point in your life was there a dish, was there a particular meal at some point where you said, you know, food is a real thing, holy cow, I'm not just eating to sustain myself, I'm eating because this food is delicious and it's changed my life? Maybe it hasn't happened yet.
No, I can't say that. I know nothing that, maybe. Okay. You know, I don't eat meat. I accidentally had some sort of like lamb bolognese at this restaurant called Capo out here, which is a really swanky Italian restaurant. And it was like a lamb truffle bolognese. And again, haven't eaten meat since I was 13. Accidentally ate a bite from my husband's plate and was like, holy shit.
And you think that would make you a meat eater now? Like, Jesus Christ, if it was that good, why aren't you eating meat?
So I was like, maybe I like meat now. And then I would like, try other things, and I didn't like it. But that lobster truffle bolognese at Capo in Santa Monica, like, rocked my world.
I need to set you up to go to my buddy Jeff Mahan's restaurant, Stella Barra, out in Santa Monica. Great place. Fantastic restaurant.
I mean, as the most innovative woman in food and drink, I feel like I should have been the first person that he invited so I could review it.
You know what? And I was trying to be humble in the scenario, but you're right. As one of the most innovative women in food and drink, you absolutely should have been invited there. I'm going to make that happen.
I should have been the first one there. This is an outrage. An outrage.
Well, my buddy Kyle Schutte is opening a restaurant called The Flats. I will make sure that you're out there for it. How about that?
Thank you.
And I'm not even going to say your name.
Where is the respect, people?
I'm going to say the most innovative woman in food and beverage. That's what I'm going to say to him. And he'll say, oh, you mean Stephanie. And that's what he'll say to me.
Exactly.
So at what point?
Thank you. I finally feel like I'm being honored.
Well, you should be. Absolutely. And I'm definitely sending you some free dry cleaning tickets, too. at what point? So listen, I don't hide it. I enjoy a cocktail now and then. I enjoy a cold beer now and then.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I don't know if you do or not. I'm winking, but you can't see me because we're not on video.
Got it.
Has there been a drink where you've had the same experience? You're like, you know what? This is a fantastic drink. I'm enjoying it. I get why we're having cocktails with food. I get why we're having wine with food. Has there been a drink where that's happened to you yet?
I mean, Moscow Mules make me feel that way.
Jesus.
You don't like them?
Explain what that is.
It's like ginger ale and vodka, basically, right?
A Moscow Mule?
Yeah.
I think it's ginger ale, vodka, and isn't there one more thing in that?
There's some sort of like sprig or something in it.
Sprig.
And I think I had it once with like a sprig of rosemary in it that was just delicious.
I thought it was lavender, but they both look the same.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And, I'm not a great appreciator of alcohol. I don't not drink, but I'm the most disappointing woman on this show right now that I didn't have my food. And
You're not. Don't worry.
And,
you're doing
good. Like a great glass of red wine, but I can't say that I, like, could name it for you, though, either.
Right.
I always have to have somebody far more experienced pick it out.
Right, so not to burst your bubble, but I think the Moscow Mule has ginger beer and lime and occasionally a sprig of lavender.
It's the ginger beer that gets me.
That's right.
Delicious. Tons of sugar.
Which you're not
supposed
to say the
word
sugar, are you?
You're sugar for the week in that drink, but worth every sip.
That's awesome. Holy cow. I kind of want a Moscow Mule right now, but I'm not sure what that means.
Oh, they're like, just so good. And
I just,
oh, and then I had, what do you have in Kentucky? I was in Kentucky at a wedding, and they a mint julep.
Oh, mint juleps. Yes, yes, for the Derby.
And it's like a serious drink.
It tastes terrible.
Oh, I loved it. I couldn't get enough of it. It was
really
so delicious. Yeah, again, sugar. I mean, no, go figure.
Well,
but yeah, I
cocaine.
Absolutely loved it.
Wow, a mint julep. I never thought you would say. And if you had asked me, I never would have thought you ever would have said a Moscow Mule. You definitely caught me off guard with that.
What would you have pegged me for? What would you have pegged me for?
I think you're a wine girl. That's what I called you. I thought I would have called this. That she's a wine girl for sure.
Yeah. No, I mean, but sadly, I'm not a big drinker. And I don't know why, because I used to drink like a mad woman in high school. But now, for some reason, I don't know. Like, when I drink too much, it gives me anxiety. Like, I don't have fun.
Really? All right.
Isn't that the worst? I think like an allergy or something suddenly. Or
you're making stuff up now. You're making stuff up.
No, I really. My aunt has an allergy to alcohol, but I have such a quick and violent reaction to it. I'm like no fun, and I'm more of like a pot girl, to be honest. Like when I smoke pot, I have the same reaction that people who drink. Like I get like silly and loud and rowdy.
I wasn't even going to go there. You went there.
I
okay.
just needed to say it. I needed to say it. I needed to be honest because I felt like people were judging me as boring. And I just wanted you all to know that like maybe I can't throw down, but if you break out a joint, I'm your girl.
See, I get tired. That's what happens to me when I smoke weed.
You're not smoking the right weed. It's not the right weed then. You've got to come to California where we've got like crazy blends of things.
Right.
And like you're just not smoking the right weed.
Well, you have doctors making weed in California, which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's
why.
Like, that's why I can get, like I get really silly and, like, I have a good time. And then I'll eat great food and then everything tastes so good. And so that's my jam.
Well, I hope that this summer I can make you some great food and we get the opportunity to have a good time and have this conversation.
Oh, my
again.
God, but you did. So you did that pop-up, right? And
we were
all getting high outside, and that's when we remember, like, more. And you made this dessert that was like a godsend. Oh, my God. Do you remember what it was?
You are absolutely killing me.
You made the best dessert, and I know this because I ate two, because I ate Michelle's as well, because she was not outside smoking with us, so she took like two bites, and then I had the rest.
Well, listen.
Anyway, so you've already given me that gift.
Well, I want to do it again. Is what I'm hoping that can happen
this
summer.
Thank you. Please do.
And that was a lot. That event was a lot of fun, and I hope to have a chance to do it again. And my friend Ryan was there, and he played some music, and the whole thing was very. It was a very magical night. It was very cool. I don't remember.
It really was.
I think
well,
you just
I,
left.
You know, I was cool about it. We just sort of snuck out, and you know,
like you threw like a little magic thing in the ground, and smoke happened, and all of a sudden you guys were sleeping. I don't know what happened. It was very strange.
Yeah. It's true. It's true.
You are one of the funnest people I've ever talked to on the show, and I've had Emmy winners. I've had amazing people on, and honestly, I could talk to you for three more hours.
Thanks. This was really fun for me, too.
My God, I've enjoyed the conversation so much. And if you haven't already, you definitely should follow at Steph Suchtig on Twitter. That's at STEPH. SOECHTIG on Twitter. Instagram, fuck that. She won't follow you back because she hasn't followed me back, even though I'm a global icon and national treasure. And, of course, you can find her on atlasfilms.com. It's ATLASfilms.com. And if you haven't seen Fed Up or Tap, they're both on Netflix and, of course, on iTunes. You can check them out there. And the new movie, Under the Gun, comes out June 1st. But
May 14th.
May 14th. Make sure you check that out.
May 14th. Epics.com for free.
Dude, and there's another, listen, yeah, I know you have to go, but like Epics, like these guys totally get it by doing so much stuff digital and what they're doing. These guys fucking get it, don't they?
They are amazing. Like I had no, again, in terms of the landscape changing, hadn't heard of Netflix 2 years ago.
Right.
Suddenly they came in. Now we're partners with them, and they couldn't be cooler.
Well, man, it's amazing. And things like Netflix and, of course, like this particular podcast, did you know there's 13 million people, Stephanie, who did not listen to podcasts last year who do now? How about that?
No, really?
Isn't that insane? 13
insane.
Million. That's crazy talk, right?
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Cool. It's amazing, and people just do it, and you know, when they're at the gym and whatnot, and I'm definitely the guy you want to listen to while you're at the gym.
Absolutely.
I'm a physical mess. I'm a best of 4.5. I'm married at 10. I'm doing well. Listen, I wear makeup and make dick jokes that are funny, so that gives me like a 6. I'm like a 6. I try to find an inspirational word, an inspirational quote to give young people who come on this show, who listen to this show, and someone like you who has, you know, in any sense of the word, you live in the American dream. What you have done is amazing. What would be some inspirational words, some advice you would give to young people coming up, whether they're, you know, being artistic or they're culinarians or whatnot?
Well, culinarians, is that a real word?
Well, it is. It is. I have a microphone.
I love it. Fancy. That's fancy.
Well,
okay, so you want advice from me or like a quote that I like?
Well, no, advice, either or. You're the boss here, whatever you want to do. Like you know, people listen to the show and look for advice, look for things to change their life. You know, I try to end it on that
note. Okay,
okay,
okay, okay. I'm with you. So my advice to people would be dream big. Dream so big, and don't let anyone ever tell you that you can't do it, because I will tell you, I was a senior in high school and my guidance counselor called me down and said, your grades suck, maybe you want to become a hairdresser or something like that, maybe you shouldn't bother applying for college. My grades were so bad, I couldn't even get into university. I had to go to WestCon for the first 2 years to get my grades up. So
don't make it bad for
straight A's, going to NYU, graduating with honors at the top of my class, and I wouldn't have if I had listened to what people had told me. So believe in yourself. Know that it's all, anything's possible. You're totally right. I am living the dream. When I was 16, if somebody had come in and said, guess what, you're going to make movies when you're older and live in Hollywood and have like a great family, I wouldn't have believed them that it was possible. So it's because I didn't take no for an answer. So work your ass off. Don't take no for an answer. Be the first one in, the last one to leave. And again, never take no for an answer. Ever, ever, ever.
Never take no for an answer. First one in, last one to leave. That's the key to success, and I couldn't agree with you more. You, Steph, have been amazing to talk to. I could talk to you for hours. It would be bad. If we were sitting here with a bottle of wine, we would talk for 4.5 hours, and you would hate me by the end of it, because I would just keep talking.
I would have a mint julep, as you know. I'd have the mint julep.
Yes.
And the joint. And then we would be so good. This was so much fun for me. Thank you for having me.
You're the absolute best. I appreciate your time tonight. You can check her out at atlasfilms.com, and, of course, follow her on Twitter at Steph Suchtig on Twitter. That's StephSoechtig. There's no F in there. As much as she thinks I said F, I did not.
Check the tape.
It didn't happen. It just didn't happen. And do you do Facebook? I don't do Facebook, but do you Facebook?
Yeah, I Facebook.
I don't Facebook. I don't care.
My full name, Stephanie.
Right.
Well, how can you not Facebook?
I don't care.
I try not to Instagram because I only want it to be about my kids, and I don't want like a bunch of pedos checking out my son, which is why like I'm like I need to make this private or something, because
right.
I start these things like just for like my friends, and then all of a sudden like Betty in Idaho is following, and I'm like, I don't know who Betty is, but he's probably Frank doing pervy things.
That's right. Oh, fuck me. That's all I can think about when you say that. Just the silence of the land. All I can think about. You know why I don't Facebook? My agent does my Facebook page. I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth.
You have an agent?
Yeah, I do.
You're so fancy.
I am fancy. So if you want to talk to me,
do not have an agent.
Oh, stop it.
I'm not as fancy as you.
You are a fancy schmancy. You had 5 security dudes. You had a manager. I had to go through all of them. And one of them made me arm wrestle him. I had to arm wrestle him to talk to you.
This is all bullshit for anyone listening, by the way.
Listen, you're so much fun to talk to. I can't thank you enough for your time tonight. It's been so much fun. If you haven't checked out Fed Up or Tapped, please, please, please do so, especially if you're in the culinary business. These are very, very important films, and you'll learn a lot. And, of course, Under the Gun coming out in May. Please check that out as well. And, Steph, you are amazing, and thank you so much for your time this evening.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. That was so fun.
Good, good. I'm glad. So hopefully no one will yell at me, right? Right?
Hopefully no one will.
I'm kidding.
I hope no. Oh, for my team? No, I'm more. I'm like, oh, God, I talked about smoking pot and this. It's a real shining example to the youngsters out there.
Oh, my God, you're hysterical. Listen, it's awesome. I hope I get the opportunity to hang out with you this summer and talk a little bit more. But all the best to you and all anything I can ever do, the retweeting, whatever, please don't hesitate.
Thanks. Thank you so much.
You're awesome. And we'll talk to you down the road, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks, Steph. Take care. Hey, there she goes. That's my friend. Stephanie Suktig, the head honcho over at Atlas Films. I'm going to pour a beer. We're going to come back. We're going to end this very program as we sit. What an amazing conversation. I think she made me get choked up. I don't get choked up, and I think she made me get choked up right there. How about that? Wow. Good times. I'll be right back, guys. Hang tight. Hang tight.
Yeah. You know what it is.
Paint. Them niggas scared of it, but them hoes ain't. Soon as I hit the club, look at them hoes' face. Hit the pedal once, make the floor shake. Sway inside, my engine roaring. The big boy, you know what I paid for it. And I got the pedal to the metal. Got you niggas checking game, I'm balling out on every level. Hear them haters talk, but there's nothing you could tell them. Just made a million, got another million on my schedule. No love for them, nigga, break your heart. Push to start.
Yeah, you know what it is. Everything I do, I do it big. Yeah, screaming that's nothing. When I pulled off the line, that's done. Rapping my sound, when you see me, you know everything. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I put it down from the whip to my diamonds, I'm in. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Got a call from my jeweler, this just in. And bitches love me cause I'm fucking with their best friends. Not a lesbian, but she a freak though. This ain't for one night, I'm shining all week, ho. I'm sipping Clico and rocking yellow diamonds. So many rocks up in my watch, I can't tell what the time is. Got a pocket full of big faces. Throw it up cause every nigga that I'm with, Taylor.
Yeah, you know what it is. Everything I do, I do it big.
That crowd underneath them clouds can't get close to you. And my car look unapproachable. Super clean, but it's super mean. She wanna fuck with them cats, smoke weed, count stacks, get fly, take trips, and that's that. Real rap, I let her get high as she want and she feel that. Convertible drop feel, 87 the top pill. Back.
Yeah. You know what it is. You know what it is.
Y'all already know what it is, man. If you don't, you should by now.
You see me, you know everything. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I put it down.
Taylor Gang.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. Yeah, you know what it is. Everything I do, I do it big. Yeah, screaming that's nothing. When I pulled off the line, my sound, when you see me, you know everything. Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow. I put it down from the whip to my diamonds, I'm in. Black and yellow.
Yeah, that's right. Black and yellow. I can't help it. I got to keep talking about my Pittsburgh Steelers. I can't help it. I want to do a big, big shout out to my homie Stephanie Sutton for coming on the show tonight. What a great conversation with her. I feel like we all got a little bit smarter after that conversation. You can follow her at Steph Stuchtig on Twitter. That's Stephsoechtig on Twitter. And, of course, check out atlasfilms.com. You can find out what's going on there with the new movie coming out in May. Those two movies, Tapped and Fed Up, if you are a food person, a hospitality individual, if you are just in the business, it's important to check these two movies out because I think they'll change the way you look at stuff a little bit. I think they truly, truly, truly will. Yo, that's the first time ever on this show I've gotten emotional. I truly was getting emotional for a minute there, man. I don't mind hiding. I don't mind like talking about it. I'm not gonna hide it. Like I really was getting emotional there. That's never happened in my life. But it's the truth. I get emotional about those things, man. It's no surprise where I live and what my family went through, and it's not even fair to bring it up. Because of so many people lost their lives and so many families' lives got changed because of it. I feel almost guilty for feeling emotional about that. But it's the truth, and that's one thing I try to do on the show, man, is we're honest. And if it comes down to me getting emotional, then that's what it comes down to. And we let it fly because that's the truth. And I promise you always, and I said from the get-go of this program 65 episodes ago, if anything, I will be honest with you. I will never lie to you. I will never front. I will never pretend like I like something that I don't. It's the truth. You heard me ask Steph. In TAP, people talk about water being a right, and I had questions about that. So I asked her. That's the way it goes. That's all I got, man. I don't know. Like I kind of want to keep talking about that, but I see that they're signaling me I've got 3 minutes and 40 seconds left, so I can't fucking talk about that. Check it out, everybody. If you're in the tri-state area, I will be on CT Style tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. I will be on there talking about the Edible Nutmeg Project and what we've got happening. I'm making a beautiful clam dish. I hope you check it out. It's at 9 a.m. I will be on there running my mouth, hanging out with last week's guest, my man Ryan Christopher. What a good dude he is, huh? Had a great time talking to him last week. And as always, talking to Ryan live is always a good time. He's a great dude. A big shout out to my girl Stephanie for coming on the show. She's fantastic. I could talk to her for hours. And next week, you guys, check this out. So Hell's Kitchen, the television program, is my guilty pleasure. I love watching it. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll try to do it. I don't know. But next week, I'm going to have Manda on. Manda from Hell's Kitchen is going to be on this program. Let me rephrase that. She's scheduled to be on as long as Fox doesn't stop her. She's scheduled to be on the show talking about Hell's Kitchen and what's happening with that. She is still on the program, too, which is fantastic. In the meantime and in between time, my name is Chef Plum, and you've been checking out Plum Love Foods Live. And ladies and gentlemen, you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at Chef_Plum. That's at Chef_Plum on Twitter and Instagram. And follow me at Chef Plum on Facebook. That's right, on them Facebooks. And rest assured, I do check Facebook, but Rachel takes care of most of that stuff because I just don't fucking get it. I don't know how else to say it. I just don't fucking get it. So I don't do Facebook. But I'm trying to learn. In the end, I'm trying to learn. So guys, in the meantime and in between time, please remember, food is one of the most important things that we have in life. Everything important in life happens around food. Let's make sure we give it the time that it deserves. And I'll see you guys all next week with my guest, Manda from Hell's Kitchen. And don't forget, you guys, if you want to win a new pair of shoes, hashtag new shoes on Instagram and Twitter. That's hashtag new shoes on Instagram and Twitter. And I'll see you guys next week. Thanks again for checking me out.
Peace. I came to play.
There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees. I came to play. I can't wait to get my new pay.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.